Senator, with Colorado solidly a battleground state, a must-win, if you will, for either candidate, how important is it for our state to host the first debate?
I think I speak on behalf of all Coloradans. It's an indication of the important role that Colorado plays in the nation's future, because our politics work. And our politics work because people come together, compromise, find common ground.
You touched on compromise, something that's been lacking in Congress recently, and notably for Colorado when it comes to the wind tax credit. It's been extended in the past with bipartisan support, but now it appears partisan politics has turned this into a sort of wedge issue. Are party politics at play here?
This has bipartisan support. In fact, you could argue the road to energy independence leads right through rural America. But if we cut back this important tax credit, which, by the way, is a credit on energy that's produced. This is not speculative. This isn't saying, well, go do what you can do and we'll see what happens. This is actually distributed, the tax credit, when that electricity is generated. That's the best kind of incentive.
But, Senator, the credit is not a short extension. And while both presidential candidates talk about wind energy, we've seen companies like Vestas already lay off hundreds of employees nationally and here in Colorado. Are you preparing for the possibility that the wind tax credit may not be extended?
It's a mystery to me why Governor Romney would oppose extending the wind production tax credit, and that he's picked on the wind energy industry as a place to say, well, we shouldn't have subsidies, when every other energy sector has subsidies.
Let's move to another natural resource, Senator, water, a key issue here in Colorado and the West. With a very dry summer and possibly another one on the way next year, will this be the next issue that Colorado needs to tackle head on?
We need to do more planning to store water carefully and in additional settings and in existing reservoirs. We need to become more water wise. There's a parallel. We're moving to adapt our communities to fire, and we also need to adapt our communities to the potential in the future that we have less water.
That was Colorado Senator Mark Udall speaking from his office in downtown Denver. For KUNC, I'm Nathan Heffel.